pals. Once more, we welcome you along to Copperplate Time with me, Alan O'Leary, here at the Knobs for the next 90 minutes with some mighty fine music to keep you entranced for the next 90 minutes, we hope, anyway. Indeed. Great to be with you, and thanks for joining us. Let's get underway with a mighty set of reels here from the one and only London Lessers.
Thank you.
getting us off to a mighty lively start there. The great sound of the London Lasses there, led by great Karen Ryan, lead fiddle indeed, and great, great stuff indeed. Three gorgeous reels with a little theme going through them indeed. The mother and child, followed by the shoemaker's daughter, and then the milliner's daughter. And that comes from their great album, The One I Love the Best. So looking forward to hearing their new CD at the concert launch next Friday over here in London in the Conway Hall in the Red Lion Square. Some 7:30, I believe. And as I say, the 25th anniversary concert and launch of their new CD. Looking forward to that very, very much. Well, as I said earlier, thanks for joining us. I hope you've got time to stay around and just lay back and drop to the fire and get a heat of some mighty fine music indeed. Going to take a track from the Drunken Gaugers and their lovely CD called The Drunken Gaugers indeed. And I've gone for a few jigs because we've just had reels. The Trumpetney Bit, The Joy of My Life, and Farewell to Philip Lane, indeed played to perfection by Kevin Crawford on flute, Dylan Foley on fiddle, and Patrick Doucet on guitar. And I'm going to send these out to our friend in France, Marshall Benoit. I suggested he might like this CD from the what he brought previously from copperplatemailorder.com. I think he will indeed. With best love, and thanks very much for your support, Marshall. Absolutely smashing there from the album by The Drunken Gaiters, as I say, mighty fine music. Ended up there with a lovely reel called Farewell to Philip Lane, associated with that great Clare flute player, Michael Hines, who we were friends for many years when he lived here in London. And what a player he was. Still is, I'm sure, indeed. I wonder where Kevin Crawford picked that one up. Stevie, good man yourself. Always got a good ear for a good tune. Great to hear from you in the week, old pal. Hope everything's going great with you. Okie doke, going to take a song now, very favourite, well, favourite with me. Anyway, I know many of you like it because you told me so. Let me know at copperplate68@gmail.com. It's from Alfie, as you know, that fine young band of musicians from Belfast. And this is the great one I love very much, the drink song, as we call it. Might strike a chord with many of you out there. Maybe especially Mick Sands, who does a great job of it too. This is an outfit called Alfie, A-L-F-I.
All in Dublin town, we wander round. They say we have no cares in the world, sir, and we have no jobs to get a few bob, 'cause half of Dublin city's on the dole, sir. And you ask me why we always smile, and why we always walk in a straight line, sir, with our twisted grins and our wagging chins, and why we always walk in a straight line, sir. Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir, and the time must pass. Won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir, and paint a bit of Ireland in my song. We've got market bars for the yearly jars, the cabin heebie-jeebies and the shakes, sir. We get a bit of sun while the holy year runs, then it's back to the business of the day, sir, and the problems of the world we all unfurl, and nobody admits to being wrong, sir. We argue blind till closing time about the government, the buses and the bombs, sir. Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir, and the time must pass. Won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir, and paint a bit of Ireland in my song. Oh, the Dublin bus is a joke to us. In Ballymun they call them UFOs, sir. Still we all look well, 'cause we walk like hell. We're the healthiest city on the dole, sir. And the buses strike whenever they like. When they run, they never run at all, sir. They cough and splutter, and they splatter and splutter. They move along clinging to the wall, sir. Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir, and the time must pass. Won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir, and paint a bit of Ireland in my song. We've a government that's an ornament, half of them have nothing for a brain, sir. They've an IQ rate of a garden gate. They couldn't run a puddle down the drain, sir. And they wave and smile, and they kiss your child. They promise them the earth and moon and stars, sir. When it comes to the crunch, you'll find a whole bunch drinking Bloody Marys in the bar, sir. Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir, and the time must pass. Won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir, paint a bit of Ireland in my song. Oh, here's to them rats, those horrors and them bats, to the elephants, leprechauns and spiders, to the things that crawl in your kitchen wall, and the things that go bump in the night, sir. And to conclude, here's a song for you, for helping me decorate me table, sir. Said, would you ever pay for the takeaway and help me get along while I'm able, sir? Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir,
And the time must pass, won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir? And paint a bit of Ireland in my song. Oh well, it's drink, drink, the country's on the brink. You know a man's life isn't long, sir. And the time must pass, won't you fill my glass and paint a bit of Ireland in my song, sir. And paint a bit of Ireland in my song.
Indeed, and why not indeed? They're Alfie, A-L-F-I. That comes from their five tracks EP, I suppose you'd call it, Wolves in the Woods. And I hear they've got an album ready to go, and I hope they'll send me a copy and I'll be able to share it with you. And that goes out to all the Macaulays everywhere, including banjoist there, Ryan Macaulay, in the ranks of Alfie. Okie dokie, going to take a lovely duet CD they haven't played for a while that I love very, very much. Quivino for Real, one of my favourite people, and Paddy Tutty on fiddle. It's Flute and Fiddle is the title of the CD. Chosen two great tunes by the great Sean Ryan, composer of The Tapping Toes and Father Kelly's Farewell, as I say, from Quivino and Paddy Tutty. Thank you. love that record so much, and the playing is so beautiful indeed. As I say, one of Ireland's up-and-coming stars, a beautiful young man indeed. Quivino for real, and the Paddy Totty, not so beautiful, on fiddle. As I say, beautiful album that we're very proud to carry on Copperplate. Flute and Fiddle is the title of it. And it's all like that, just beautiful fiddle and flute music. And Quivino was playing a guitar as well. He plays pipes as well. He's a very, very talented young man. Pleasure of known for many, many years indeed. Turning to the CD from the Baruma Trio, which is my delight at the moment. I think it's absolutely amazing and gorgeous playing. Eileen O'Brien on fiddle, Andy McNamara on accordion, and Geraldine Cotter on the piano. It's absolutely beautiful thing, and it's available to you from eileenobrienfiddle.com. And great, great stuff indeed. I've chosen to play Joe Bands and the Green Gown Lass, two reels that I associate very much with the playing of Martin Hayes and all the great musicians around Tulla indeed. The Baruma Trio. Beautiful, like a gentle breeze, wasn't it? Baruma Trio from their beautiful album. I love very, very much. Thank you very much to Eileen O'Brien for sending it to me. And thank you for Eileen for... Eileen was the only person last Copper Playtime to share my last podcast. I usually get five or six... I don't know what's happened. Oh, well, I think I know what's happened with Facebook. They've moved my Alan O'Leary account to copperplatemailorder.com. So I've lost all the friends, the over 1,000 friends I had as Alan O'Leary. And they've moved me on to Copperplate Mail Order website. So I think if you want to find me in the future, that's where you're going to have to go, unless I can find a way of reverting back to where I pretty much liked it. I don't like the way they mess about with people's things like that, and they only make it worse. So I've lost all. I'm not able to tag you either, so it's going to be more difficult for us to keep in touch. So let's get tighter and keep in touch better. As I say, you can always email me at copperplate68@gmail.com if you have any way of resolving this particular problem for me. And as I say, it's causing me a bit of pain at the moment. As I say, I used to get quite a few shares and people used to share with their friends. But as I say, there was only one for the last 2 weeks since they've messed around my account. Thank you very much. Parish notice is over. Going to take a song from the lovely Rita Gallagher, indeed, from her beautiful album, The Heathery Hills, indeed. Beautiful thing called Erin's Green Shore. They're going to send us out all the way to Glenties up there to Breezy Kelly. Well, I tell you what, I bet it's greasy up in Glenties today. Great first name, Breezy. I suppose it's a nickname, but Breezy Kelly, you are indeed. And you're a great fan of Rita Gallagher. So here she comes from the Heathery Hills with Erin's Green Shore. As I send it out to Erin as well.
One evening of late, as I rambled by the banks of yon clear purling stream, I sat down on a bed of primroses, and I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt I beheld a fair female, her equal I ne'er saw before. And she sighed for the wrongs of her country as she rambled around Erin's green shore. I quickly addressed this fair female, "My jewel, come tell me your name. In this land, sure I know you're a stranger, or I would not have asked you the same. I'm a daughter of Daniel O'Connell, and from England I've lately crossed o'er to awaken my brethren in Ireland, who slumber on Erin's green shore. Now rise up, you true sons of Grania, and the truth unto you I'll disclose. We'll get right by the famed Dan O'Connell, and distinguish our friends from our foes. Now up stepped the goddess of freedom, and green was the mantle she wore. Bound around with a shamrock and roses that grow around Erin's green shore. In transports of joy I awaken, and I found it was only a dream. For this beautiful maiden had vanished, and I know I'll ne'er see her again. May the sun of old Ireland shine on her, for I'm sure I'll ne'er see her no more. May the sons of old Ireland salute her as she rambles around Erin's green shore. Thank you.
fine set of tunes there to follow Rita Gallagher's lovely song from Niamh Ní Chaire, and from her album Donnelly's Arm, and beautiful The Copper Mines of Killarney, Gathering Ground, Covering Ground, and Andy De Jarlis's jig to finish up that little set, as I say, from her album Donnelly's Arm indeed. I think it's a long time since we heard from Matt Malloy on this programme. I'm going to put that right, because he's been in my ears a lot this week indeed. From his album Back to the Island, his latest solo CD, indeed, he's incorporated. He played a couple of one of Bobby Casey's tunes, The Porthole of the Kelp and The Streams of Paola Fuca. The Paola Fuca is in Wicklow, and it's my mum's from where my mother's from, around that way, and it's a great lake, the lake of Paola Fuca. And then, of course, Bobby's great classic composition, The Porthole of the Kelp, in the hands of the master, Mr. Mehi Malloy. Going to be one man, couldn't it? The mighty Matt Malloy there, and two great tunes from his album Back to the Island, as I say, Bobby Casey's Porthole of the Kelp and The Streams of Paola Fuca. And so a great excuse to take a tune for Bobby Casey's great album The Spirit of the West. And this goes out to especially to Matt Christian over there in Brooklyn, a new fan of Bobby's in the great white world indeed. Bobby Casey, love this track so much. I play it all the time, I know, but hey, indulging old man. His version, classic version of Colonel Fraser, followed by his one and only version of Toss the Feathers, Mr. Bobby Casey. Thank you. Matt Christian over there in Brooklyn. I hope you enjoyed that. It was just amazing. I've listened to that thousands of times and it still knocks my socks off every time I hear it. So much invention, so much talent, so much brilliance. There'll never be another like Casey, I can tell you. I was very fortunate to be very friendly with Bob and shared many a good laugh together. Indeed. Well, we're still with the Masters. I'm going to take a track from Paddy O'Brien, the great accordionist from Nina, who died in 1999. His daughter Eileen is carrying the flame and has just released a CD of solo recordings of Paddy, remastered indeed, and lovely great sound off his BNC accordion, and it's absolutely brilliant. And I think you can catch this at eileenobrienfiddle.com. If not, get on to me and I'll show you. Get in touch with, put you in touch with how you can score a copy of Paddy O'Brien. Here he gives us his classic recording of the Spike Island Lasses and Dowd's Favourite. Thank you. recordings there of the master of the BNC accordion there, Paddy O'Brien, as I say, brought to a new CD from by his daughter Eileen O'Brien. And I see she saw some of the CDs, some of the 78s to make this CD from the great Jimmy McHugh up there in Glasgow. Delighted to announce to you who regularly used to go to the Jimmy McHugh weekend in Glasgow that it's on again this January, and we're all looking forward to meeting up again in Glasgow for plenty of tunes indeed. More details of that as the weeks to come, but I think it's the 13th to the 17th that weekend. Great weekend of sessions and jollifications and maybe the odd pint or two indeed. Time for a song indeed, maybe now. And turning to the album by the Open the Door for Three album, The Joyful Hour, featuring the talents of Pat Brothers on vocals, Liz Knowles fiddle, and my dear friend Kieran O'Hare on pipes and whistles and things like that. This is a song Pat got from the singing of Martin Carthy way back. It's called Creeping Jane.
I sing you a song, and a very pretty one, concerning Creeping Jane, oh. Why, she never saw a mare nor a gelding in her life, she valued at the worth of half a pin, lol the day de oh, the diddle lol the day do. She never saw a mare nor a gelding in her life, she valued at the worth of half a pin all the day. When Creeping Jane to the race course came, the gentlemen giggled all around, though, and all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground all the day, the diddle all the day, though. And all they had to say concerning little Jane, she's not able for to gallop o'er the ground all the day. The first mile post, Creeping Janey was far behind, oh. At the lad he flung his whip into the bonny little maid, and he said, me little lassie, never mind, lol the day, dee oh, the diddle lol the day, oh. The lad he flung his whip into the bonny little maid, and he said, me little lassie, never mind, lol the day. When that they came to the third mile post, Creeping Janey looked blithe and smart, oh. And it's then she's lifted up her little lily white hoof, and she cleared past them all like a dart, lol the day, the oh, the diddle, lol the day, though. It's then she's lifted up her little lily white hoof, and she cleared past them all like a dart, lol the day. Now Creeping Janey the race has won, and she scarcely sweat one drop, oh. For she's able for to gallop the ground all again, while the others is not able for to trot, lol the day, the oh, the diddle, lol the day, though. She's able for to gallop the ground all again, while the others is not able for to trot, lol the day. Now Creeping Janey is dead and gone, and her body lies on the cold ground, oh. I'll go down to me master and tell the boy today to keep her little body from the ground, lol the day, oh, the diddle, lol the day, oh. I'll go down to me master and tell the boy today to keep her little
The great sound there of Open the Door for Three. I saw them in concert in Dublin a couple of years ago, and there's only three of them. They make a great, great sound and fill the room with great, great noises indeed. The great singing there of Pat Broder is there, one of Chicago's leading lights indeed. And say hello to all my pals in Chicago, Mr. Margeson and Jimmy Keane and all of those guys, you know who you are indeed. And Liz Carroll, indeed. Okie doke, I thought we used a Bothy band to open us up every week, and I thought we'd take a bow and nod in their direction, take a track from them, because they're so far advanced and so absolutely amazing that they put nearly everybody else in the shadow. Here's my favourite track of theirs. I was talking about it in the week to somebody, what their favourite track of the Bothys was. This is two great jigs. Should never forget the first time I heard them live. It was just unbelievable. The Pipe in the Hub and the Hag at the Churn from the Bothy Band in Paris. Thank you. Clap all you like there, as much as you like. It couldn't be good enough for that. That was just amazing. I shall never forget, as I said earlier, first time I heard him do that set was live, and it just knocked my socks off. Absolutely amazing. The Pipe and the Hob and the Haggard, the Churn. That's from the live album they made in Paris around 1976. I'd never heard music like it before, and I don't think I have since. It's just colossal, the way they weaved in and out of the tunes. It's just colossal. They were just so good. Maybe it's a bad idea. Maybe I should have left it to the last, because it's going to put all the other records into shame. In the shade, anyway. Oh, well, I suppose we better get back to reality, indeed. And I'm going to play that especially for dear Terry Madden now down there in Western Australia, who was kind enough to donate his monthly donation to the support of Copperplate. Thanks very much, Terry. Much appreciated. And thanks to all of you who donate as well. There's a little button on the opening page of the website for you to donate towards the upkeep, because it covers the costs of making these podcasts and keeping them. The overheads seem to be increasing every week, and double in some cases. Okay, now back to the music indeed, and back to sensibility, maybe in normality. Going to take a track from Dan Bruder and his CD, The Lark's Air. And on this particular track, he's joined by his partner, Angelina Carberry, on banjo. They played a great favourite, the Maggie Pickey, they call it in Donegal. Maggie Pickens, he calls it here. And Turn Hill, indeed, and as I say, from Dan Bruder's solo CD. Well, not solo, but you know what I mean, him and Angelina. And I'm going to send this out to Colin Ramirez over there in Faber in Virginia, who's a big fan of their music. And I hope you enjoy this. And thanks very much for your support in the week. It very much appreciated, Colin. Enjoy. Tunes there indeed, Maggie Piggy and Turn Hill, for, as I say, from Dan Bruder's CD, The Lark's Air, indeed. Gonna take some fiddle playing in the highest order from the wonderful Desi Donnelly album that we do on Copperplate called Familiar Footsteps. Two great reels that I love very much, Fisherman's Island one of Reeves, and then the gorgeous Lads of Leash. Let's send this out to Mr. Paul Carton over there in the Port Leash, indeed, and Colum Phelan as well, and all my pals around that area. Carrying on the great Donnelly tradition of great musicians, the young Des Donnelly. Now, it was recorded in 1999, back in the previous century. Wish he'd make another one. He must be playing mighty, mighty stuff by now. Dear man, I care an awful lot about. And regards to all the Donnellys up there in Manchester. Great, great, great people. Time for a song from the ladies. Is someone used to say, how are you, Gail? I hope you're well over there in Canada. Miss you so much indeed. Indeed, taking the song from the title song from the Danu CD 10,000 Miles, sung by the beautiful Nelly Cronin here, and goes out with lots of love to you, Gail.
10,000 miles, my own true love. 10,000 miles or more, and the rocks may melt, and the seas may burn, if I no more return. Don't you see, I'm lonesome, dark, sitting on yon ivy tree, and she's weeping for our own true love, as I shall weep for mine. Oh,
two gorgeous tunes there, composed and played by Michael Rooney and his partner Joan McCormack on flute there, from their lovely album Dríoch, the Tubber Nochiol, the Well of Music. The two gorgeous jigs, I suppose. The first one's named after a poem of W.B. Yeats, He Wishes for Cloths of Heaven, followed by the Reconciliation Jig, as I say, both composed by Michael Rooney and played by him on harp, and June McCormack, two of Ireland's most treasured musicians indeed. And thanks very much for sending us this CD. Oh, you can get it at driochtmusic.com, www.driochtmusic.com. Heartily recommended by yours truly indeed. Going to take a track from my dear friend Mike Sheehy's CD called The Cat's Rambles, music from Sleeve Lurker tradition. Mike lived in London for many years. We played a lot of music together, and it was great to meet up with him recently at the Return to London Town Festival. He gave me a couple of his CDs, and I said we'd try and sell them for him. And if you're into Sleeve Lurker, this is the real deal indeed from the dear man. A couple of polkas in that tradition indeed. He plays O'Sullivan's and Callaghan's from The Cat's Rambles, Mike Sheehy. Lovely playing there, Mike. The real deal indeed. Mike Sheehy there, as I say, from his album The Cat's Rambles indeed. We're going to keep the Sleeve Lurker vibe going a bit with a track from Jackie Daly and Matt Cranich, and then sometimes Paul de Grey on guitar accompanying him, an album called Rolling On, which I got as well at the Return to London Town Festival quite recently. As a track on here, two reels of Jackie's composed, the Catskill Capers and the Bug Cotton Reel. And and I spent two capers in the Catskills with Jackie many, many moons ago in the early days of Green Linnet, and what fun we had. What a very, very funny guy. God love you, Jackie. Jackie Daly, Matt Cranich, and the Catskill Capers and the Bog Cotton Reel. Lovely tunes there, composed by Jackie Daly, and that's played by him and Matt Cranich from their latest CD called Rolling On. Okie doke, rapid running out, but I've got to play this for you indeed. This is just one of my all-time favourites, and playing my all-time favourite reels indeed. It features the great talents of John Bow, Roger Sherlock, Adrian Burke and Kevin Taylor on piano, and they play The Lads of Leash, Maud of Bonchapel, Queen of May and Anstersons. Recorded this down off the internet, so the fi might be so high, but the music is out of this world. God bless them all. Here we go, Bowie and the Boys. Thank you. absolutely knocked out by that last track. I had something else lined up to go after it, but I thought nothing should follow that. Absolutely fabulous. John Bowe, Roger Sherlock, Adrian Burke and Kevin Taylor in full flight indeed. Weren't we very lucky that we could see them every day of the week, several times here in London. Great, great guys and great musicians and great pals indeed. Wow, feels so good after that. Thanks very much for your company. I hope you enjoyed the show. I really enjoyed it myself. The inspiration was very low this week, but I just seemed to get a great buzz off the music myself. I hope you did too, and all our pals all over the world, and I hope you did too, indeed. The music is so good. Our music is just so full of everything you need to know to get through a life worth living, indeed. Yeah, thanks very much to everybody. As I said, thanks to Terry Madden as well for donating towards the upkeep of Copperplate Mail Order. If any of you feel you could help and assist cover the costs of these podcasts, we'd be much appreciated of your continued support, maybe a monthly donation like most people do. As I say, the button's on the opening page of copperplatemailorder.com. Also there you'll find over 200 CDs of Irish traditional music on sale to you there, and hope you'll buy some for us, maybe even Christmas presents. As I said before, a CD that you love becomes a friend, not just for Christmas, but for ages and ages and ages, and a lifelong pal indeed. If any of you have any questions, also there you'll find our full track listing and playlist of this particular album, this particular podcast, and anything you need to know that I might have missed, you can drop us an email. It's copperplate68@gmail.com. And if you can help with our problem with our men's friends at Facebook, be much appreciated. And we need you to pull your weight there. Don't just like the show, share it with your pals, and you can do that in a very easy way by just clicking on shares. Thanks very much for your company. Until next time, it's me, Alan O'Leary, signing off with a very hearty, healthy, and a happy Slán go Fáil.